We are going live. We're going live. We're going live. We are live, it says here on YouTube World. And good morning. It's about 8:23. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and it's our 589th episode. We're almost at 600. And we talk about Scrum and Agile. Today, we're going to talk about Enterprise Transformations Part 2. And today's topic related to that is picking teams and what to do with teams. So your initial teams and your transformations. Yesterday was part one. We're doing a five-part series. Yesterday we talked about training the managers, getting the managers on board. And apparently, okay. Cool. And we'll see how that goes. Deleted messages. Okay, so I got someone cursing on the comments. Oh, well, everybody wants to do something fun. Well, this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so that you don't have to work crazy hours to get value to your customer. That's the idea. This way you can go home to family and friends, have some fun, enjoy life, and keep on moving and have fun, right? Because it's crazy what people think these agile transformations are. Some people think it's a way of controlling all the people in the organization, and that's not the way agile is supposed to go. So we talked about it. So today, again, we're going to keep this short because I do have to go to a sprint planning session for one of my teams. Just want to attend it, see how the Scrum Master is doing it, how the team's operating, and seeing where they're at. But today, talk about getting the teams ready for your agile transformation, enterprise transformation, in fact. So yesterday, it's a five-part series. This is part two of our series. Yesterday, we talked about getting the managers and the leaders ready for your transformation, your enterprise transformation. Today, we'll talk about teams, picking teams, what do you do, things like that. And it'll be a short one. So one of the items is we do the introduction, right? So the same training you gave managers that you got feedback from the managers, whether or not they think it's valuable to their team, is the same training you give your team. Again, I will repeat myself. If you show them a video of mundane stuff and do not allow them to interact nor show interaction on the video, it's just somebody speaking for 8 hours, you will lose them and they won't care. And it'll be a waste of money, and you just spent thousands, tens of thousands of dollars on video editing for a video that no one's going to watch, or they're going to fall asleep in it, and it's really not going to be very effective. So why do it? You can do some 5-minute, 15-minute videos. I'm going to put up a 10-minute video on Scrum, what it is, how it is, and you can use something like that. You can do that in your own corporation. All my stuff's free, so you can use it any way you want. If you want to reuse it, be my guest. Mine might have a little modern take on it because I think the last ones were from back in the day. So I want to make it a little more modern, at least as for what the current Scrum Guide 2020 says. So I'm going to do that, make it in 10 minutes. So you make a quick little overview slide because you'd be amazed how many people don't know what Agile or Scrum is. And I'll talk about what would be in that intro video. Maybe I'll do a whole intro, 10-minute intro video to the Agile mindset for enterprise transformation that you can share. With that, you know, you're going to do interactive training with your teams, okay? And it's important they understand that because a lot of them, people get told, well, you're going to be Agile tomorrow, and they have no idea what Agile is, never saw a video. And in fact, the videos they have are not that great. Even for myself who watches them, lots of these videos, I just can't do it. When you build your team, think of pairs. So many organizations I've been to so far in the past, and I ask this question. When I do my training, I go, how many people in the audience are like the only one who can do the application, the software application for their team? You'd be amazed. There's like out of a 30 group, there's like usually like 5 that say, yeah, I'm the only one who can do my job. And I'm like, okay, then you can never go on vacation. Because if you're on vacation, you're dead. And I'll be, the whole group's dead. We can't service our customer. Can the customer handle you not servicing the customer for 2 weeks to a month? Delivering nothing in a sprint. They paid all that money. You got nothing delivered of value. Can they handle that? Most cases, they can't. You're lucky if they can. In fact, you know, with COVID, people are getting sick. They get sick and they go out for a little while, right? Even if they got the flu, you know, flu's going to knock you out for a few days. If you have a 2-week sprint, you're out of five. That's half your performance for your team. So you got to think in pairs. And what I really recommend when you're building these teams, think of pairs, whether it be a tester and a developer, two developers in the same tool, so they can work together as a team. So when you build these teams, always think about pairing people, right? Two people checking work, because it naturally makes the quality of the work better. You don't really need to do anything. You just need two people to work together on the code base. You're naturally going to get a better quality product coming out the door. It just happens. There's nothing rocket science. Everybody thinks there's like this amazing thing that you got to do and this amazing metric, and without the managers checking on, they can't do. I'm saying that if you just get two people to work together on a product, it'll naturally be a better quality product. One, you got a diversity of thought, right? It ain't just one person's mind. It's more than one. It's not a lot of people, but just two. Sometimes when your spouses, we all know there's going to be a little bit of conflict in there, and there's going to be disagreement. But they bring in something better, and between the two of them, they bring a better product to the world. Maybe that was a little grandiose scheme with the world thing, but think about it. So get them trained in what Agile is. Do a little brief thing. I usually do a whole day training, but it's all interactive, right? And you got to design in this virtual world and interact with training. I know one of my coaching mentor, I don't know if you can call her my mentor, but I took a couple of her classes and everything. She does a virtual facilitation class. It's really good, and how to do virtual meetings, how to facilitate it. It's very handy if you're going to do this. So if you've never really done it, you got to think virtual. It's not just you speaking. I mean, 15 minutes on a video like we're doing here in Daily Scrum is like maxing out people's attention, to be honest with you. If you do 4 minutes, it's a little better. 1 minute, even better. TikTok is 30 seconds. Think about that. What can you do in 30 seconds with a series of TikToks, right? So those are the kind of things you want to think about, right? You want to think about getting them trained to get an understanding of how Agile works, because they've never seen it before, right? They may have never worked together as a team before. You may have to do some teamwork kind of exercises during that interaction, which is also important. And then design your squad or your Agile team, as thinking about pairs. You always want pairs. If you have one, that's a potential risk to your effort, to what you're doing. You need at least two. So it's either you're pairing a tester and developer, or two developers together, or any mix thereof. But you always want at least two so they can work together. And it's nice to have someone to ask questions of what you're working on next to you in the organization, right? So that's the thing. And then one thing I just want to add, you'd be amazed how many organizations I've been to that don't use a persistent chat. Never used it before. They communicate all by email. Everything's by email. Every company I've been to, I have had to implement a persistent chat program. I'm like, you have it, but you don't use it. My recommendation is try to get there as soon as possible. One of my companies I work with, we did employ something like a Slack. There's Teams, there's other things out there that are available. And they were like saving email. They ended up sending like the first month 4,000 chats between the teams, right? And set it up so that you can have multiple people talking to it. It's like a conversation. And then the other thing, it's nicer from a, you don't have all these threats. So that's the team part. So get them trained, pair them up, and provide them a software program that they can have conversations with, not email. Email is not a conversation program, and it's terrible, and people's stuff get lost, right? Set up a conversation program like a Slack, a Teams, God, what else did we use before? I don't know. There's a bunch of other ones that are out there, but something like that that you can use on one company. There's another piece of software that you can install that's not Teams, and I forget what the name of it is, but it's similar to Slack, but it's for your own servers. So that's another thing. So those are the things related to setting up your Teams. So that's part two. Part three, which will be tomorrow, we're going to talk about coaching teams, coaching leads and people. And I figured out something today for leads, technical leads, that would be very handy. So I will talk about that tomorrow when we talk about leads. I'm writing that down on my notebook because it dawned on me what they need and how they need it. Because I was listening to a lead who was leaving a team and going to another team yesterday. And he said something on what the team needs to do. And I said, you know, but the problem is you didn't set the team up while you're leading that team as a technical lead to be able to do that. And what I'm going to provide tomorrow is an idea that technical leads should take this class, because I think it'll help them with their teams and provide avenues for progression. Something to think about. That'll be tomorrow. Again, tomorrow I'm going to talk about coaching teams, the leads and the people themselves, what you do in that situation. And this is all part of the enterprise transformation, which I'm going to do. I'm doing this five-part daily scrum format. It's less than 15 minutes and 8 hours long. You do all what I tell you, these five things, you'll be really successful with your transformation. At least I hope you will. Anyway. Have a great day. Please give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Stay positive. Stay happy. Happy scrumming. Ring the little bell if you want to hear when we go live. And wish you all the best of luck. All right. Take care. Have a great day. Bye.